service next Wednesday evening. The adults, please show up. They want somebody to testify to.
Amen.
And then Brother Marcel will be speaking to them that on that service. And then on Friday evening, the youth meetings start. Brother John Andes and Brother Danny Steeman will be the guest ministers. So if you can come and be with them, and it'll be a blessing. Glad to have Brother Marion and my buddy Danny. I just happened to see him up here. Amen. Amen. God bless him tonight. Brother Oscar Zavala, his friend died, and they buried him today, the one we prayed for on Sunday that fell and was hit by the electrical wires, and he passed away. So we'll remember the family in prayer. Then I spoke with Sister Jolie, and they did surgery on her the other night, and they found yesterday with the MRI, they found 3 more tumors on her brain. And so she's really struggling, and she wants the church to remember her in prayer. Then Brother John Agosum is very sick and needs our prayers, and his wife had a stroke, and he said today it's the first time she was able to speak a little bit, not too much. So we'll remember her in prayer. And then also Brother Dave Rowan, it's brother in Brother Lloyd's church. They took his leg off yesterday, and he's suffering with cancer and sugar diabetes. Listen, friends, there's a lot of people that's sick that needs God. But I'd rather be sick and know God than to be healthy and not know God. But these people are asking for us to pray for them. It's a terrible situation to face. Sister Jolly has 4 children. The oldest is 17. The youngest is 11. Her husband left her some many years ago. So that's the sister we baptized when we had our meetings back in March. So you remember who that was. So if you'll stand with me and we'll take these to the throne of grace. We know God is able. Amen. We remember the story that Brother Branham told about Florence Nightingale, how that she was down to just a few pounds and looked like just skin over bones. But God came through, met the need, and raised her up again. We don't know what the plan of God is for the lives of the people, but God knows. We can't change it, but He can. So we pray and ask His will to be done in each one of these situations, and we put our trust in Him and ever how He goes. We do not charge God foolishly. We trust Him with our lives. And if any of these brothers and sisters pass over, we expect to see them on the other side. But if God will heal them, we'd like for them to stay with their families a little longer. Let's just pray together. Lord Jesus, as we look to You this evening, things look impossible to men. But Lord, You said with what You say, all things are possible. Lord, we pray tonight that those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, they need a healing touch. We know that You've healed cancer. You've healed broken bones. You've mended many broken hearts. And Lord, tonight we pray that some of these people, Lord, they're suffering with a broken heart also. I pray, Lord, that You would take them and use them, Lord, for Your glory. And I pray that You will touch them in a special way and minister, Lord. Sister Jolie is suffering with that cancer, a demon that's attacked her body. But Lord, You're able to heal and bring her out, oh God, and to help her, we pray. Father, tonight may You come and minister, we ask in Jesus' name, rebuking that spirit of cancer. Lord, Brother Dave Rowan, who also has cancer there in Richmond, they took his leg off yesterday, and Lord, it'll be a difficult time for him to rehabilitate. Lord, we know that You can help him through this time of his life. Lord, Brother John Agosum is very sick. Lord, as we spoke on the phone, You could hear the sickness in his body. His wife suffers from a stroke that just happened to her. Lord, may You touch her tonight. May You make a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way. May the power of Your Spirit, oh God. We know that the devil is moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, trying to make all those sick. But Lord, it's just a greater show of how much power You still have. Lord, that You can control and You can watch over and You can make a way, oh God. May You help them, we pray tonight. Bless us, Lord, as we get right ready to invite Brother Gideon to come, Lord, to speak the words of life. May You bless and keep him tonight, Lord Jesus. Meet with us, Lord. Minister to our needs we have. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You still playing Amazing Grace? Amen. Let's just sing Amazing Grace. Something happened to the speakers just now. I don't know what happened. Sound like it went a little bit dead. Amen. Let's just invite Brother Gideon to come.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
In his presence tonight. The prophet said we cannot pray too much. Shall we pray again? Most gracious and righteous Father, we thank you for the privilege that you have given unto us to assemble ourselves in your name. Thank you, Lord, for it's written in your word. Wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, there in their midst you will be. It gives us confidence to know that you are in our midst in this evening, Lord. Father, we ask that you speak to our heart, encourage our faith. Bless us, Lord. Bless the pastor, the deacons and the trustees and the rest of the ministers, brothers and sisters. Bless us together. Speak to our heart. Encourage us, Lord. Take unbelief out of the way. Heal the sick souls and the sick bodies. Grant that sinners will whip their way to Calvary. And the grace will be given, O God, to the weak. May you grant it, Father. Just of thy own way. For unto thee we surrender, we commit ourselves, believing you will do exceedingly and abundantly to the honor and glory and praise of your name. This we request by faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Amen. Privilege to be in the house of the Lord again this evening. I want to pass the greetings from Nigeria. Some of the saints spoke with me and sent their greetings. Amen. My wife and the children and the Church of the Living God and some ministers of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to appreciate the pastor, Brother Mike Wars. May God richly bless you, sir, for having me to be with you for this few days, you know, of my stay. And a great time, you know, and I had, you know, some good experience, you know, around him. And I think yesterday, you know, was an highlight of my trip. And sometimes, you know, when you come, you know, to something that you can call probably maybe a peak, you know, you just feel like going back. And I never dreamt, you know, that we had such an experience yesterday. But God has ordained, you know, our path.
Yes. Amen.
And when the pastor told me earlier, you know, maybe a few days or two or three, you know, before that, if I'll be willing to take a trip and the tour of the DC, I gladly received the offer, and I never expected that I would be in such places that we were. And when we moved to the Library of Congress,
amen.
Ah, it becomes a serious thing, you know, as we enter the library and the pastor walked, you know, straight to the cabinet and they brought out the picture of the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, this is the highlight of my trip.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I think, friends, God has visited us in this generation.
Amen.
And the Lord himself, you know, made the people of the world to testify to that.
That's right.
And God ordained it to be that way, and he ordained that they should keep the record of it.
Amen.
They don't know what it means, but we know what it means.
Right.
You know, it's the first time in the history that God will ever allow or permitted, you know, that his photograph should be taken with human being.
Amen.
The prophet of God told us, you know, that when the children of Israel were coming out of the land of Egypt for the first time, which was the first Exodus, he said Moses led them straight, you know, right to the mountain.
Yeah.
Because God told Moses that you are going to bring them out and ye shall worship me on this mountain. So you see, so it becomes, you know, some kind of an absolute or maybe some kind of a tie, you know, or some kind of an encouragement to Moses. Because Moses, you know, has met God. They have not met him anyway.
Right.
But he met God.
Yeah.
And the God told him, you know, that look, after you brought them out, you are going to worship me on this mountain. So, and regardless of whatever the circumstance or the situation, no matter how powerful, you know, Egypt might look like, you know, Moses had a vision because he had a revelation.
Yes.
And he knew that nothing is going to interrupt that program.
Amen.
Until he gets back to the mountain where God met him.
Amen.
And when he got in there, you know, the prophet of God told us that Moses entered into the mountain. God came down. He descended in the form of the pillar of fire. And Moses entered into the pillar of fire. And the prophet said, you know, that if they have camera, he said they could take the picture.
Yeah.
But they don't have the camera. But friends, it's a privilege.
Yeah.
That in our age, we have camera.
Amen.
Science gave us camera and they took the picture.
That's right.
And they proved it, you know, that it was the supernatural being.
Right.
That the light struck the lens.
Yes.
Oh, what a confidence, church. Today, you know, people may say what they may want to say.
Yeah.
We are not bothered. We are not moved. We
Amen.
Have the testimony directly, even from them.
Yes.
So for you now to rise up and call it something else, it is too late.
Amen.
So you are just wasting your breath.
Right.
You are wasting your time.
Amen.
So why are you wasting your time?
Oh,
why don't you join this chariot?
Amen.
And let's go to Mount Zion.
Amen.
God bless you. So I appreciate. You know, we've been to several other places, but friends, you know, that is the highlight.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the friends, I'm glad to tell you this evening, that same pillar of fire is not just in the Library of Congress,
Amen.
But that pillar of fire is here in our midst tonight. How many of you believe that? You know, friends, we've had a lot of brethren. I'm not trying to criticize or maybe to call it anything. You know, that, you know, boast that, well, in our service, the pillar of fire appeared. And they took, you know, pictures and all kinds of things. And they could see that, you know, but the prophet told us that you can have optical illusion. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
You see, but friends, camera will not do that. And sometimes, you know, you have some of the pictures, you know, that people take. It could be maybe some lightning and things like that, you know, maybe the light system of the church. I don't know. I'm just trying, you know, to say that. You see, but friends, you don't just have to worry or bother yourself, you know, about all these things.
That's right. Amen.
A sister told me in my church, when we moved in into the new church, we are still working on it. That was October 23rd. Last year, God's presence was so much. And the series of meetings, you know, we had. And I think that week, maybe Wednesday or thereabout, a sister came to me later on. He told me, he said, Pastor, I saw something I've never seen in my life. I said, what is it? He said he saw something, you know, that in the form of the light, how the light came and stood right, you know, behind the pulpit. He said, and he thought that maybe some light, you know, that was doing that. He said, but as you moved, he said, that light moved.
Amen.
He said, when you moved, it moved again. He said, then he saw it and it went down right on the pulpit. I'm not saying, you know, anything to boast about that. No, I'm not just trying to do that. Probably, you know, this will be the first place, you know, I will even ever mention it. But the reason why I'm saying it is because I want us to understand something here. The prophet told us that if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in you, he said you have the leak of fire.
Amen.
I have the leak of fire.
Amen.
He said when we congregate together,
yes,
your leaks are my leak. He said, it makes a big bundle pillar of fire.
Amen.
So you don't need photograph church. Because we have the word in our midst.
Amen.
He's been revealed unto us.
Amen.
And we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So therefore, Christian friends, when we come together like this, we have the pillar of fire in our midst.
Amen.
So he's here tonight.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Christian friends, you don't need to worry. All what you need to care for is to only believe.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Marion. Amen. Good to see you, sir. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Amen. You know, it's been a nice time together. And, you know, just before I walked in, you know, I had some fellowship with Sister Ajayi back there. God bless you, ma'am. Amen. So, and I think probably, you know, I can say that would be the first time, you know, that we interact. You know, might have seen one another in a battle, you know, but several years back, I cannot even recollect anything, you know. But when we started talking and I mentioned, you know, some few events, I think we connected. So God bless you. Amen. Appreciate it. Amen. So God bless you all, saints. Let me tell you, friends, this is not the first time that we are knowing each other. No, 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 no. We've been together before the foundation of the world in the mind of God. And that's why we came into time, you know, to manifest for fellowship. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. So I don't know. Maybe we close the service on this note. One more time. Thank you. Amen. So, well, I will just try to do like Peter. He said, I will put you in remembrance of these things.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. This face looks familiar. You drove me to Maryland some time ago, right? Are you? That brother in white. Yeah. Okay. The face looks so... You did. So, I forgive you. Praise the Lord. I can just remember that. Thank you. All right, so we are going to read from two places of the scripture. You know, Peter said, I will put you in remembrance of these things, even though you once knew it. So, you see, and that is what I want to do, you know, just to put you in remembrance. Because, you know, you know all these things, amen? You know, we have good pastors, amen? Preacher on the word of God for several years, you know, probably before we were born or come into the ministry. They've been there, you know, preaching this great message. And you wonder sometimes, you know, what do you want to preach again? And more especially, you know, when you have them, you know, sitting down like this. Amen. So you see, so it's just to put one another in remembrance.
Amen.
Amen. You know, like I often said, if I can just be of a help or of a blessing to wash your feet. Amen. So God bless you. So we are going to read from two places of the Bible, Revelation chapter 4. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Revelation 4, 1 to 3. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 15 to 18. Most holy and righteous God, bless your word in our heart and encourage our faith. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
And sir, I want to appreciate all those gifts, you know, the shirts, amen. You know, just a lot of them and amen, you know. Just to pack, you know, for the, for my family, you know, I just appreciate everything. Amen. And love offering. God bless you. Thank you. You know, amen. Just want to appreciate.
Amen.
It keeps coming to my mind. Amen. Revelation 4, I read. After this, I looked and behold, Homer, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a setting stone. The prophet said that would be Alpha and Omega, Reuben and Benjamin, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
The first birthstone and the last birthstone of the patriarch. And there was a rainbow round about the throne. Complete rainbow now. Not half rainbow. In sight like unto an hemorrhoid. The seven colors of the rainbow became one. Amen.
Amen.
And we are reading now from 1 Thessalonians. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. We want to speak tonight on the ascension of the bride.
Amen.
the ascension of the bride. Amen. Now, I just won't take our time. You know, this is a long subject for me anyway. You know, and I tried maybe to get something, you know, that I can speak, you know, that will be maybe about 10 minutes or thereabout. You see, but anyway, I think if we are here all night, then you are going to hold the pastor responsible. Praise God. All right, so you see, the prophet of God told us, you know, according to the scripture, that God is perfected in three. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Which is God above us, God with us, and God in us. Amen. It's not three God, but one God in three different offices. Amen. For the Bible said in 1 Timothy 3:16 that God became flesh. And in 1 John chapter 5 from verse 20 to 21, it said, and we know that the Son of God is come. And he has given us understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Yeah. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Yeah. So you can see that. You know that God was just only changing his mask. Yeah. So God metamorphosed. He changed, you know, from one position, you know, to another position. From one office, you know, to another office. The unchangeable God in three different offices. So when this time, you know, of being Father is over, then he became Son. Then from Son, he became the Holy Ghost. Now, these are offices of God. Now we understand that he's always the Father. Are you with me? You see, but, you know, he needed, you know, to occupy the office of his Son. And that was when he came to redeem his own. Right. And then when he was going away, he said, I will not leave you without comforter. I will come to you. So, you know, what did he do? He emptied himself. Yeah. So in the form of the Holy Ghost, he tabernacled in his people. So he was God above his people, then God with his people walking with them, and now God in his people. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. So now we saw that God also, you know, being perfected in three, there are three comings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. The prophet said everything travels in a three with God. God is perfected in a three. The first coming of Christ to redeem his bride. I want you to remember that. To redeem his bride. Now we know that. All right, the second coming to receive his bride. Amen. Third coming with his bride to rule in the millennium. Amen. So said the prophet. He said everything runs in three. To receive his bride, to redeem his bride, to receive his bride, and with his bride. Amen. Now listen, we find out that the first coming was to redeem his bride. That was, you know, according to the promised word. He came to redeem. Genesis 3:15. The seed of the woman shall bruise the heel, the head of the serpent. You know, and the serpent shall bruise his heel. Now, that was the seed of the woman. Woman does not have seed. It's man that carries hemoglobin. But God, according to his word, has to make a grand, you know, for that word, you know, to find a bed and germinate. And what did God do? God found a virgin womb. So the virgin womb, God created, you know, that seed into it. So you can see that now. So the seed came into the womb. And that was why, you know, Isaiah caught the revelation and he said, behold, a virgin shall conceive. Amen. That is apart from human male instrumentality. Amen. So, you know, a virgin conceive. And then, you know, we can now look and say the seed of the woman. Yes. Because there was no male contribution, you know, to that birth. Right. Hallelujah. Right. You know, Mary questioned that. He said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know no man? The angel said, the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And the holy thing that shall be born out of you shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, remember, we understand, you know, that that was the first coming. And then, you know, the second coming will be to receive his bride. And that was exactly what we have read about in this evening, which is where we want to focus our third. And our the third coming will be Revelation chapter 19, which will be when he will be coming with his bride. You know, he's coming with his bride, riding on white horse. And his vesture was deep in blood. But the bride's vesture was white as snow. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
Oh, sure. And that they were coming, you know, for a battle. Come on, church. Amen. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
You know, they were coming to battle. You know, and here was him, vesture deep in blood. And here were the host of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Dressed in white. Going to the battlefield. With white vesture.
Amen.
Come on, brother. That's amazing, church. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Here was somebody, you know, leading the battle. Amen. With vesture deep in blood. And here were the armies, you know, riding also on white horses, which the prophet said it means charger, power. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, they were dressed in white. Now, listen, we are not talking about that. But I just want to, amen. I want us, you know, to get the understanding of these three things. Now, listen. Now, talking about this second coming, which is what we read about, which is the ascension of the bride of Jesus Christ. Because, you know, that second coming, the first coming was when he came to redeem. The second coming was when, I mean, is when he will be to receive that bride. Are you with me? And then the third coming will be when he will come with his bride for millennium honeymoon on earth. Are you with me, church? But the first time he came on earth and he was walking on earth. But the second coming, he will not be here on earth. For the Bible says we shall meet the Lord in the air. So it's up there we are going to meet him. So he's coming and that we are going.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's a pool that is lifting that bride.
Amen.
That is drawing that bride.
Amen.
So that bride, we are saying,
amen,
he will not descend to the earth. He will walk all the way from the palace. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
Like Isaac walked away from the palace. He will walk away from home to welcome that bride. And the bride,
amen,
will be on her way, you know, to meet him.
Amen.
I remember that Rebecca met Isaac at the evening time.
Amen.
And the Rebecca watered the camel that carried her to meet her husband Isaac.
Amen.
Church, I want to tell you something tonight. Do you know that when the union was made between Rebecca and Isaac, Isaac was not physically present. But there was a messenger that was present that saw Isaac and knew Isaac very well because he was commissioned with a message, you know, to do that job. Amen. He was not just only commissioned, you know, to hunt that bride, but to unite that wedding.
Amen.
And that's where some people, you know, are getting it confused. They want to mistaken that messenger, you know, for the bridegroom. That messenger was not the bridegroom. That messenger was a messenger from Isaac. That messenger knows so much about Isaac. Until, you know, when that messenger was going down for that bride, he was endowed, hallelujah, with enough gift. With gift to demonstrate before Rebecca, to show Rebecca that, look, your husband is rich. Your husband is wealthy. He had everything under his domain, under his control. Come on. Oh, man. Are you with me, church? Now, we understand, you know, that that was Eliza. And the same spirit the commission Elisha in the book of Genesis chapter 24. Yes, that same spirit commission William and Abraham today. Amen. To be the Elisha for our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For we don't know him. We have not seen him. But we're going to be his bride.
Amen.
But he,
yeah.
Are you with me, sure? What is it? The Son of Man was veiled in the Son of Man.
Amen.
And he can tell you about the riches of the Father.
Amen.
He can tell you this, tell you this, tell you that. Oh, my. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. He can tell you about the riches of your husband.
Yes.
That is wealthy. You need not to worry. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Come on, church.
Amen.
So here, for therefore, church, we know by the word of the living God that this woman, or this bride rather, Rebecca, you know, she was prepared to meet her husband, Isaac. And then she was going to meet her husband based on the message that she received from Elisha.
Amen.
Are you with me, church?
Amen.
It's the message of Elisha, you know, that brought the inspiration, you know, to Rebecca.
Yes.
It's the message of Elisha that told Rebecca how to dress.
Yes.
Because the prophet of God said that when Elisha has gotten, you know, Rebecca, you know, Elisha, you know, hunted for character. And after, you know, he got that character, he has to tell Rebecca, you know, how to dress. And the Rebecca has got to stand still, you know, and listen enough to know how to dress in order to meet her husband Isaac.
Amen.
And the friends, you know, that is exactly, you know, what we need to do.
Amen.
Dress right.
Amen.
To live right and talk right and act right.
Amen.
And be obedient, you know, to every of the word of the living God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And that kind of, you know, bring some charge, some power, you know, unto Rebecca. Some dynamics.
Amen.
To lift her up.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why Christian friends, when you know the mother and the brother, they turn around and they say, honey, you are not going to that meeting. You are not going to that church. You got to stay with us. You know what Rebecca said? Rebecca said, I will go.
Amen.
That was what Rebecca said.
Amen.
She said, I will go. They said, but this man is a stranger. We are your brother. We are your mother. Those are the two main group of people, you know, that message of Elisha dealt with.
Yeah.
It was a rebuke to them.
Yeah.
And the pressure, you know, that the bride has got to fight has to do against those two people, mother and brother.
Yeah.
The prophet said, church and preacher.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, people are falling today. Because you need to overcome that. The teachings of your church, the dogmas, you know, that they have been holding on to all this while.
Right.
And the preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
All kinds of false teachings. Right there in the denominational world.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, a lot of people, you know, they go back because, you know, they cannot stand it.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
It's too much for them.
Amen.
Now listen. We saw, you know, that this bride, the groom was not there. But friends, it was love at the first sight.
Right.
Oh my. There's nothing that can separate them. Because why? Isaac and Rebecca, they were first cousins.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
The same blood.
Yes.
Oh my. That's what it is. They were the same blood. You know what the prophet said? The prophet said that the Holy Spirit hunts for the blood.
Yes.
All the way from the book of life. He said, that's what the Holy Ghost hunts for. Because the book of life, the last book of life, is your marriage certificate.
Amen.
And if it's your marriage certificate, your name is written in your marriage certificate, on your marriage certificate. Are you with me, church? So therefore, your name is on the last book of life, slain before the foundation of the world, and the Holy Spirit was sent out to hunt for you, to bring you back again to where you belong to begin with. And that's the reason why your natural birth was not even counted against you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says you were justified. He said, therefore, not being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And the prophet said the word justified does not mean to be forgiven. It means that you have never done it in the first place. No matter how bad your life may be, no matter how horrible you might be living before, hallelujah, but the grace of God justified you. You were discharged and acquitted of sins. You become stainless, holy, pure, distilled bride, virgin, oh my, of the Son of God. Aren't you happy, church? I'm so happy that the Lord brought me out. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory to God. My. It's amazing. And now, the message of Eliza is working in Rebecca. Are you with me? So the message of the hour is working in Rebecca of the hour.
Amen. That's
right. Now look at it. Revelation chapter 4. Because just exactly, you know, like Rebecca was drawn out of the church and the brother, away from the church and our brother. That's the church and the preacher. Are you with me? So also, John, the prophet said, has been through the seven church ages. Because when Jesus Christ, Isaac, was there, the Bible says he was holding the seven stars in his right hand. And he was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. The prophet said, meaning that Jesus Christ was the life of the church. And without Jesus Christ, you know, the church is a corpse. He said, as a corpse be jewel, it's still a corpse. So is a church without Christ. Without the Holy Ghost, without the literal life of Christ, it's still a bejeweled corpse. No matter how much, you know, the program of the church can achieve, without Christ, the bread of life, the word of life in that church is a corpse. Is a moving sepulcher.
That's right.
Amen.
The seven stars were in his right hand, the seven messengers. But when it came to the seventh age, Christ was outside.
Yes.
The church. He was not there.
Right.
He was knocking at the door, and the church never opened the door to Christ.
Right.
And then we find out that the next thing was Revelation chapter 4.
Yeah.
There was a voice calling to John.
Yeah.
Brother Abraham said, John been through the seven church ages is a type of you and I.
Amen.
A type of the bride that is going in the rapture. Brother Abraham said, John represented the blood of Jesus Christ on earth. And the church is the blood of Jesus Christ by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is Rebecca, the blood of Isaac. So by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are Rebecca.
Amen.
For Isaac.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the, you are John.
Yes.
And the John was there. Right there.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And the, when it came to the seventh age, Isaac was up there, and he looked down, and John said, immediately after this, he said there was a door open in heaven, and John looked and he saw the door. The prophet said that door was Christ, or that door is Christ, because John chapter 10 says, I am the door to the sheepfold.
Amen.
So that is Christ. And when John looked, he said, then he heard a voice. And the first voice that he heard was, come up either. Are you with me?
Amen.
Come up hither. And John looked. God's prophet said, you know, that voice that John had was the same voice that has been speaking down through the ages.
Amen.
But you know, that voice has left. Christ has left. And he is up there. And he looked, you know, to his elect. And he said, come up hither. And John said, that voice was as of a trumpet.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And the trumpet in the Bible denotes many things.
Amen.
And the one of the things that trumpet denotes is war.
That's right.
Yes.
Battle.
Amen.
Destruction. In other words, destruction.
Yes.
Battle.
Yes.
Trouble. War is about to strike the earth.
Amen.
Tribulation is about to strike the earth. Remember that the brother and the mother of Rebecca requested that Rebecca should stay with them for 10 days. And in the seven church ages, when the prophet was talking, you know, about this other church age, he said, ye shall have tribulation for 10 days. But Abraham told us in the message also, count down, that 10 is always a bad number. And that's why, you know, when you remove the tribe of Levi and Joseph, out of the 12 tribes of Israel, you have 10 tribes. And the prophet said that was a bad number. So God gave double portion to Joseph, which was Ephraim and Manasseh, to take the place of Joseph and Levi. And then that makes them 12 tribes again. Are you with me?
Amen.
Which is number of worship.
Amen.
So yeah, tribulation is about to happen. Tribulation is about to take place. Because the voice sounded like a trumpet. Meaning that, you know, there is going to be war. And troubles. And disasters. Oh, hallelujah. Plagues were about to be poured upon the people of the earth. And the bride, John, you won't have to go through that.
Amen.
This bride will not go through tribulation. We must be raptured. We must be caught up. Are you with me, church? Something has got to happen to the bride of Jesus Christ. And that when we look today, we can see that the world has already fallen. Everything is in shambles. There's problems, commotions, wars, and the rumors of wars everywhere. Every little clan wants to be a nation of their own. Every family wants to become a nation of its own. Problem everywhere. It's out of control. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
So where are we? There is a lot of confusion in the world. In politics, in religious realm, in scientific realm. All kinds of things.
Amen.
Confusions. Babylon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet of God said, they sat down. Right there, you know, nations amongst, you know, the United Nations. We were having meeting with one another. You know, and what are they trying to do? They are trying to build another Tower of Babel.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they trying to do? They are trying, you know, to get a ladder. What is the Tower of Babel? Tower of Babel was a ladder.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A ladder that, you know, man taught within themselves that we can ascend to heaven. Should God ever try to destroy the earth, we will just go up. It's a ladder. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The prophet said that was a perversion of Jacob's ladder.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
And that was what Nimrod built. It was the Tower of Babel, a perversion of Jacob's ladder. And what are they trying to do? They are trying to live anyhow and ascend to heaven. You know, live in the presence of the Almighty God, because, you know, man fell away from that. And the man wanted a way back. And the man made a ladder by himself. And the Nimrod, a mighty hunter against the Lord. The Bible called him a mighty hunter before the Lord. If you go further, you know, to read the history of that man, you'll find out that he was a mighty hunter against the Lord. Because the prophet of the Almighty God made us to understand that Nimrod went around, you know, the cities that were around Babylon. What did he do? He started conquering them, bringing them, forced them to come and worship at the tower. Yeah. You know, that is exactly what he was doing. And Brother Brown said he was a legalist. Hallelujah. A legalist. That was exactly what Nimrod is. And I mean, was. And that same spirit never died. Force them, bring them together. Every nation under heaven, you got to force them and bring them together. We are trying to build a tower. And Brother Bram said God confused their language. They couldn't understand one another. And Brother Bram said today, the nations of the world, they get together. And what happened? You know, as much as we try to be united together, which there is nothing wrong in unity, I believe you understand. But as much as we try to unite ourselves together, the prophet said, we cannot understand one another's language. This one is speaking something else, the other one is talking something else. They can't understand one another's language. So confusions came. Every nation, they have different ideas. They have different principles. Everybody, you know, they have what they are fighting for or what they are looking for. Are you with me? Amen. Confusion.
That's right.
Oh, my. That's why, you know, it's crumbling, it's falling, and it's bound to fall.
That's right. Amen.
Because they don't understand the language that leads to ascension. But Abraham said, there is only one language. He said, that is love.
Amen.
But Abraham said, that is God's language.
Amen.
And the friends, you remember when the prophet of the Almighty God was translated? The voice told him, he said, nothing can enter into this place but by perfect love.
Amen.
But Abraham said, love is God's language. So if you want to ascend, you must come, you know, on that ground.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
How rich and pure.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That whosoever believeth, that is God's language.
Amen.
It's love.
Amen.
Now listen, church. We find out that this is what God wants.
Amen.
But men try to perfect that.
Amen.
Through their system. Then, but Abraham said, you know, since God wanted that, what happened? God had the ladder in heaven hooked to his throne. And then he needed a place to hook the ladder on earth. He tried this, he failed. He tried Adam, he failed. He tried Abraham, he failed. He tried Jacob, he was a supplanter. He tried David. David took Uriah's wife and killed him. So there was no man. So the prophet said, you know, that God found a rock where he can hook that ladder.
Amen.
That was the solid rock.
Amen.
He said, behold in Zion, I lay his stone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A sure foundation.
Yes.
It's a rock of offense.
Amen.
It's a rock of offense. Are you with me?
Amen.
But that was where God hooked the ladder. And then when God hooked the ladder on that rock on earth, he hooked it in heaven to his throne, to his heart. Then the prophet said, God brought you into that ladder.
Amen.
Then you begin to ascend.
Amen.
In other words, before you can ever get to the ascension order, you must come to the rock. You must believe that rock.
Amen.
You must have that rock,
Amen.
Which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then when your foundation is sure and is revealed to you, oh, what is the Holy Ghost? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you.
Amen.
So when it's revealed to you, you have the rock. Then you come on the ladder and you begin to ascend. The prophet said, as you are ascending, he said, there are angels ascending and descending. So that when you are weak and you are weary, the angels will pack you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Christian friends, you should not be afraid. For the Bible says that the angels of God encamp around those that fear him and delivers them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a glorious thing, church, to think about our ascension. Hallelujah. We are ascending, brothers, sisters. We have angel as our bodyguard. We have angel as our entourage. We have angel as our SSS. Hallelujah. Over. It's amazing, church. You are secure. You are protected. Touch you on my anointed and do my prophet no harm. There's nothing that can hurt your feelings, church. You're on your way to heaven. You're on your way to glory. Don't be afraid of sickness. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of misfortune. Don't be afraid of anything that may come on your way. Enough angels to take care of you. Why are you afraid, church? You can't be bothered. You can't be touched. You're untouchable. Oh, you're undefeatable. You're unconquerable. You're invincible army of the living God. Keep ascending, church. You're on Jacob's ladder every day. But Abraham said, each day find us higher and higher. We keep going, church. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And if there's any blessing, hallelujah, that you need to take, but Abraham said, just go on your knee. When you are on your knee, you are on Jacob's ladder. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you are on your knees, you are on Jacob's ladder. Amen. Keep praying, church.
Amen.
Keep binding the devil. Keep casting him out.
Amen.
You have the authority by the word of the living God.
Amen.
For in my name, they shall cast out devils.
Amen.
Keep ascending. Don't be afraid. You are the bride of the Son of God.
Amen.
There is no any thinking man that we allow his wife to suffer. There is no any thinking man that we allow his wife to go through tribulation. And Isaac will not allow you. Jesus Christ will not allow you. He will take care of you.
Amen.
You believe?
Amen.
Oh, that's amazing. Glory! Glory! Oh my. Then you wonder, you say, are we ascending? Remember, there are three things. As the Lord is descending, three things happen. And it shows you, you know, that the bride is gone. The first thing is the shout. But Brian said, what is the shout? The message of the hour. Hallelujah. Oh my. So where are we, church? We are already taking the step. Oh my, we are gone.
Amen.
Goodbye, health.
That's right.
Goodbye, world. Oh my, goodbye, pleasure of sins.
Amen.
I've made up my mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not going back, church.
Amen.
I cannot go back because I'm already going home.
Amen.
We are going home, church.
Yes,
you want to go back? When the shout has already been given, we have the shout of the King in our midst tonight. The shout of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is in our midst. Oh, man. John said, and immediately I was in the spirit. That's what you need to do, church. Get in the spirit. Move away from the flesh. Move away from the distractions. On the internet and the Facebook and the whatever book you may call it. And come, church of the living God, and open God's book.
Amen.
God's Facebook.
Amen.
This is the mirror. Get away from all those things. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the shout of the King.
Amen.
I don't care what the devil say. Oh, hallelujah. I have heard a shout.
Yes, sir.
So what are you telling me again? I'm going home.
Yes, sir.
Angels of God are with me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful Zion.
Yeah.
Marching upward to Zion.
Yeah.
We are not marching downward. We are ascending, church. Oh my. Wish we can stay here all night, church. How you? Praise the Lord. You love him?
Amen.
Just before I go, two more remarks. One, you watch the scripture. Revelation 4. Are you with me?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 4. Are you with me?
Amen.
Malachi 4.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And there are four anointings that were sent forth under the seven church ages. Lion, ox, man, flying eagle, the fourth anointing.
Amen.
Why is it 4, 4, 4, 4? The prophet said 4 means deliverance.
Amen.
This is the day of deliverance.
Amen.
This is the day of redemption. 4, 4, 4, 4. Oh, my. Glory.
Amen.
And there are 5 Elijahs.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
This is the fourth Elijah.
Yes.
The fourth one.
Amen.
Everything for deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Homegoing time, church.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Aren't you happy, church?
Amen.
That the Lord brought you out.
Amen.
Do you know what? While we are ascending, there are some people descending. We are not descending.
Amen.
We are ascending.
Amen.
Some people are descending now. And that's why you see them. They moved away from the message. They are descending. They are not ascending. But Abraham told us that Los Angeles is sinking so many inches per hour. It's descending. To where? To hell. And all the nations of the world, they are descending to hell.
Yes.
And when a man will come to this glorious platform, heavenly places in Christ, and you claim to be up the ladder by a step of the shout, and you live away from me, you fall away. The Bible says it's difficult to reach. Oh, my. May God have mercy.
Amen.
But this is serious.
Amen.
Because what Abraham said in this way, he says it's a one way. May God help us. Be sure that you are ascending. Stay in line. You remember the vision of the prophet? The preview of the bride. And the first bride came. And they were singing onward, Christian soldier. And they marched upward. And after that came the churches of all nations. And the prophet said, instead of going up, they were going down.
Yeah.
They cannot ascend. They have no dynamic.
Right.
To take them up there. They said, and the prophet said, when he saw the church of the United States, it almost killed him. And you know that set a pattern for everything. In everything. That's the end of civilization. It's here. But friends, the voice told him that the bride will come again.
Yes.
And when the bride came, she was the word.
Amen.
In step with the reviewer of the hour.
Amen.
And instead of going down, the prophet said she was going up. And the friends, that is you and I.
Amen.
Instead of going down, we are going up.
Hallelujah.
We are not going down. We are going up.
Amen.
Higher.
Amen.
Ascending every day.
Amen.
And the prophet said, he noticed that 2 or 3 of them, they are trying to move out of the line. He said, then I scream. Stay in line.
Amen.
And the vision left me. He said, and I find myself standing in the room screaming. Stay in line.
Amen.
Stay in line.
Amen.
Stay in line. A lie.
Amen.
Go back home, church. Check your life. Check yourself. Check your family life. Husband, check your wife. Wife, check your husband. We are one another's keeper.
Amen.
Take the word of the living God. Submit yourself to your pastor. Pastor, submit yourself to your church. That's what the prophet said. Are you with me? This is the time that we need to go. We don't need to compare ourselves and be running rat race. You know, friends, you know, this is the time that we need to be completely sold out to God.
Amen.
May God help us. God bless you, church. You love him tonight?
Amen.
But Abraham told us that he wondered why that bride came two times. He said, he's Alpha and
Omega.
Christ is Alpha and
Omega.
He was to be looked upon like Jasper and
Sardis.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And the prophet said that rainbow was around the throne, complete rainbow. He said, but on earth, it was half rainbow, seven church ages. Because there are seven colors of the rainbow. But now the rapture, complete rainbow around the throne. And then, you know, those seven colors became one, which was emerald.
Amen.
Where are we, church?
Amen.
May God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. I appreciate you. Let's keep going home. Thank you.
You appreciate the word?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We're not going down, we're going up. Hallelujah. In the last few minutes of his message, you might be catching some things that I was already saying a couple weeks ago about the fourth one. Remember the fourth one in the fire?
Amen.
The fourth Elijah was Brother Branham. And that Elijah was bringing us a deliverance message.
Amen.
Remember that?
Amen.
Then on Sunday, we was preaching how that God was dealing with us and walking with us and how that we're not comparing to nobody. Because why? The bride doesn't compare to the world.
Amen.
There's no comparison with that.
Amen.
You just keep pressing the battle and watch God take you in the rapture.
Amen.
Listen, there's people sitting in the church. They say they believe God sent a prophet. That's not good enough.
Right.
You got to know the power of Jesus Christ that the prophet taught us, that we believe in tonight. Because the rapture is getting ready to go, friends. Are you ready to go in the rapture?
Amen.
As he was saying, onward Christian soldiers. And remember what I told you? Those women with high heel shoes on, they can't march.
That's right.
They prance.
Yeah.
They mince.
That's right.
You get them off, sisters, or you're going to be lost.
Right.
You say, just my high heels? Just your high heels will keep you from going to heaven. You say, oh, Brother Mike, that's too strict. No, I'm telling you, that's the word of God. That's what the prophet had to say. And he said, get back in line.
Amen.
Listen, friends, I was in a church and they were dressed just perfectly, except for their shoes were wrong. Let me tell you something. You need to get your line. I made this comment. If you get the Holy Ghost, your clothes will get in line.
Amen.
I won't have to preach a clothesline message. Your clothes will get in line.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You appreciate Brother Gideon giving the word tonight?
Amen.
Amen. God's attention's on the bride.
Amen.
My goodness, we got a prophet that came and gave us, thus saith the Lord. How dare we turn and say something different? He has given us a revelation of what's happening in the world, and it's happening. And people are just going on like, well, you know, let's just do this. No, we need to get really desperate to know God in our lives every day. You help me. Lord willing, I'll preach on Sunday. We'll get there a little bit. But God knows what we need tonight. Amen. Just before we dismiss, I'm going to ask Brother Marion to come and give us a dismissal prayer. But we'll sing one song before we do that. Amen. The song, Onward, Christian Soldier. I don't know if you can find me a book that's got it in there. We'll just sing a portion of that because we are marching as to war.
Amen.
Amen. She's got the power. She's got the authority.
Amen.
As Brother John and his wife saying, we've got the power.
Amen.
How did we get it? He gave it to us. He wants us to have the authority.
Hallelujah.
in the Word of God through all these things. We so thank Him for tonight. Amen. Sister Cindy, I'm not sure what key. We'll just sing a couple of verses of it. Let's start with a chorus. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross Jesus going on me. First verse. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. On the army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross Jesus going on before. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We'll ask Brother Marion to give us a word of prayer. Play something softly, Sister Cindy.
Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious Heavenly Father, truly we can say there is no better place to be than to be in your presence. Thank you for your presence that we feel here tonight. Thank you for the way you've spoken unto us, bringing to our remembrance those things that we've known to sharpen our preparation in you. Heavenly Father, whenever you send your word, there is always a purpose why you sent it, oh God. May that purpose never be defeated in our life. Master Lord, as we go on in this pilgrim journey, we don't want to be satisfied just being message believers, but want to be satisfied being in you. May you help us, oh God, that when that role is called up yonder, that none of us will be wanting. We have all that we have need of, oh God, to make the rapture. Help us never to fall short, oh God. Your servant you've used tonight to pray, may you bless him. May you replenish him, Heavenly Father. May you prepare us for the home going. As we go to our respective homes, may you take us home safely. Blessed be your wonderful name as we place our lives into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God. Amen. God bless you. Be in service on Sunday morning. Let the Lord be with you. Pray for the service. Pray for these brothers and sisters who are suffering with cancer, and they need God to touch them and meet their needs. May you go in Jesus' name. Amen. What's the next one? It was a song similar to that I was thinking, but I can't get it. No, it wasn't that one. Go ahead and play something else. It's okay. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Victory in Jesus. That's the one I was thinking. of his cleansing power revealing. How he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus